Hi there, it's Margie from Natural Scientist, and today's podcast is about why I so fiercely believe that science can be simple. For those of you that don't know me, I am a biologist, mom, and educator, and Natural Scientist is my passion project about making science simple and cultivating curiosity. So, when I was about 10 years old, I did this art project at school, and it was all about birds with interesting names. I remember it so clearly. My bird was a toucan. And the assignment was to draw a picture of your bird, but to include the literal meaning of the name too. So, for instance, toucan, like toucans, or going to a can, or a red bishop, an actual bishop who is red. I poured my heart and soul into that project, and I was so disappointed with my mark. And that was the moment that I decided that I couldn't draw and that drawing was difficult. This was a belief that I carried with me through school and university. I rejoiced when we were told that there was strictly no shading in scientific diagrams because I couldn't shade, or at least that's what I told myself. Then, about a year ago, at the age of 42, my daughter really got into this YouTube channel called Art for Kids Hub. I did one of the tutorials with her and I drew a really cool panda. I was so pleased with myself. I took a picture of that panda and I sent it to almost everyone I know. It is by no means a masterpiece, bearing in mind this tutorial was aimed at small kids. But I did it, step by step. My friend, who's a tattoo artist, replied to my gleeful panda message with the response, "You know that drawing is just a formula, Margie. When you understand the formula, you can draw anything." It got me thinking about all those years that I believed I couldn't draw, that it was too difficult. And it got me thinking about how I could improve my drawing skills if I just started with the basics and worked my way up to more difficult techniques. It also got me thinking about how often people tell me that they find science difficult and that they don't get it. But what if we applied the same process as my drawing aha moment to science? Starting with the basics, getting comfortable with the concepts before moving to the next level. Not judging where you are and not having expectations of where you think you should be. So I'm gonna get real with you for a moment. I don't really like physics. I flunked it in university. Twice. Forces are my nemesis. They do not compute in my head, but I'm still so intrigued by them. When I was doing my teaching practical at an all-girls school, one of the tasks I set for the students was to think about all the forces that were in play on their journey to school in the morning. Yep, I had to teach high school kids the topic that I absolutely fear the most. Man, did some of those girls own that flippin' task? I remember being blown away by how natural their understanding was. One of them even later confided in me that she wanted to study engineering, but that her parents were pushing her to do medicine. Even though the calculation of forces and how they all work together and against each other boggles my mind, I am still completely intrigued by them. I'm in complete awe of gravity and the fact that we aren't all just drifting off into space. I can't believe that scientists like Newton and Einstein agree on the acceleration due to gravity, but completely disagree on how it actually works. I used to be so harsh on myself about this topic. But now I've accepted that it's okay not to be an expert in this area. My mentor was when I was working is the guru of pharmaceutical microbiology. I don't actually know how one person can retain as much information in their brain as he does. For the rest of us, there's Google, credible sites. It's all about layering. One of the most powerful lessons I learned as a teacher was being okay with saying, "I don't know," Mainly because I can't hide my emotions and I would never be able to fake it until I make it. Asking a student to Google something so that we could all learn together, or going home and researching a question I didn't know and then going back with the answer was an incredible way to connect with my learners. Truth bomb. You don't need to know it all or plead ignorance. It doesn't need to be one or the other. Like, I can't do science. It's not an absolute. There are levels and layers. There is only one requirement to move up a level, and that is that the level below is solid. Rather understand the basics really well and have a solid foundation that makes every level up more stable and more reliable. Tell me something about biological interactions, and I want to know every single last detail. Calculating forces? I'm okay with being at high school level with that. It doesn't mean I don't understand it or I can't apply it to my life. I know my kids shouldn't run on tiles when they were dripping wet because there's less friction and they could slip over and hurt themselves. I know that when I want to take the lid off a paint can, I should use a screwdriver and not a kitchen knife to lever it off because the end of the knife will just bend. Can I say I have a lot of knives with bent ends? And that right there is physics. It's understanding the way that the forces interact. I don't need to know the numbers and how to measure them. Could I find it out? Sure, if I wanted to. Do I want to? Not really. My point is, you don't need to know it all. The names and the numbers, the calculations, the terminology don't define whether you understand a concept or not. I bet there are a ton of ways that you manipulate forces on a daily basis without even thinking about it. Don't let the stuffiness of science culture stop you from viewing the world through a curious lens, from asking questions, from living in awe of this flippin' mind-blowing, amazing world we live in. No scientist knows it all, and if they tell you that they do, you should trust them even less. I hope you guys have an amazing week, and I will speak to you soon. Bye.